all this naughty stuff.
Naughty stuff?
Naughty equipment.
Oh, what?
You didn't hit record?
Welcome, everybody, to the Bob and Katie Show.
I quit.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
All of my comedic genius that was just
my God.
Wasted.
I am so sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I am so sorry.
Are you playing a joke on me?
I am not playing a joke on you. Ooh, boy, that sucks. That sucks. Yeah. We've been recording for 40 seconds. Let me tell you what. We just had some great conversation.
I don't even remember everything we talked about.
20 minutes. We are super warmed up, right?
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
I can't believe you.
I am so sorry. That's the first time I've ever done that. In the history of the Bob and Katie Show, that is the first time that I have ever simply forgot to hit the record button. It didn't stop. It didn't fail.
Hey, Bob.
There were no technology issues.
Bob.
Bob just didn't hit the damn button.
Bob.
Yeah.
I know that you're the one in charge of this show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the star. You're the talent.
So I don't want to speak out of turn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be
mm-hmm.
a backseat driver.
Oh my God. I can't believe I did this.
But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that rule number one to podcasting.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
You got to hit record.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to hit record.
Even if you don't have good microphones, even if you're recording like our first episode,
you have to hit record.
On a phone. We did the voice memo.
No matter what you're recording on or with, you got to hit record.
You're right. When you're right, you're right. You've got to hit the record button.
So, forgive me.
Unbelievable.
My microphone's slipping. It's slipping. All this naughty stuff.
Naughty stuff?
Naughty equipment.
Oh, what? Naughty equipment. Man.
The equipment was misbehaving. Is it still slipping?
I think it is. The microphone's falling down. Let's tighten that up.
I can't tighten it enough. I think it's stripped.
Yeah. There we go. I'll tell you what. We will pull this back.
Squeeze it where you need it.
Yeah.
Oh.
That'll help.
Oh,
there boy. We go. That sucks. I am so sorry.
I can't believe you hit button. It's okay. I'm not even mad. I'm just kidding.
Man.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
And it was some good stories, too. We had so much fun talking to each other for like the last 20 minutes. It was really good.
We were talking about squeezy butter.
Yeah, and cheese. Just now. And you know
what? We talked about cinnamon toast.
I'm not going to lie. It's probably for the best. Making cinnamon toast. It's probably for the best that I didn't hit record because it was almost pornographic.
It was like food porn.
The way that we were talking about food.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how you feeling? You feeling good? You aggravated with me? Huh? Is everything okay?
I'm not annoyed. I just, you know, like it.
It threw off the rhythm. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even get my words out now.
It really threw
I can't
it
even get my
I
words
really
out.
I really screwed up and I'm sorry. I'm oh, man. Sorry to everybody listening to this garbage right now. I'm so sorry. We talked.
No, now is the time.
And it was so good. Like, I'm angry at myself. I'm angry with myself.
Well, I'm not angry at you. Today is a very special day. Okay. Let me tell you.
You did. You told me earlier.
I'm gonna tell you about it again.
You gotta do it again.
And you're gonna pretend like it's the first time.
Okay. I'm gonna act. Here we go. I'm gonna play along. Here we go.
Today is a very special day. That hasn't changed.
Oh yeah? Why? What happened?
Because today is Victoria's birthday.
Shut up.
Yes.
Victoria, like your old friend?
Victoria is my oldest, bestest friend.
Yeah, she's 73.
She's not. She's, I made that joke. We're the same age. We went to school. Her and I became best friends in sixth grade. So we went to school together. We're the same age, same age. We're 1 month and 1 day apart.
Oh, so you're older than her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
By 1 month and one day.
So how did you guys meet?
In middle school. We, we, as, it's funny enough, as a lot of girl friendships happen, it's weird. It started out, we hated each other.
Really?
We were both jealous because there was this girl, Kristen, and I was trying to be friends with Kristen, and Victoria was trying to be friends with Kristen.
Oh, so we were, I was like,
super jealous of each other and was like, no, she's my friend.
Did y'all call each other a bitch? Did y'all do that in sixth grade?
I don't think so. Not, I don't know. Not that I remember. Not openly.
But you thought it.
I don't know. I remember in middle school, like, you know, it's cool. Your parents weren't around. Use cuss words.
Yeah.
I'm so grown. Look at me. Let me not get caught by my parents or the teacher. But as long as they're not around, I'm going to use some cuss words in front of my friends because I'm so grown. Look at me. I'm sure. But I was a good girl. So, I mean, I didn't use a lot of profanity, but yeah. So we couldn't stand each other, but I think what happened was really Kristen didn't want to be besties with either of us. She wanted to be friends with somebody else.
Kristen was probably an awful person. Have y'all kept up with
her? No, Kristen was a lovely person. Kristen is a lovely person. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to Kristen. We were friends on Facebook. I haven't talk to her since I've been off of Facebook.
You haven't been on Facebook in like two or three years.
She might have been doing, I don't know, Kristen might have went off the deep end, but I highly doubt that. She's a lovely person.
Kristen's done robbed three banks.
Oh my gosh, somebody's going to be like, Kristen, Katie was talking some mad crap about you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So Kristen, I think she had like three kids. Two of them she beat.
Stop.
Like,
she does. She has children. You better stop. She does have kids and that is not funny.
The kids are awake. You can't go to sleep. It's late. You better go to sleep. Mommy and Daddy's Recording Podcast. Go to bed. Good night, baby. Love you.
Don't take the cat in there with you.
The children are awake. It is. Oh, it's only 9:45. I get it. It's the summertime. That's okay.
They've been watching a movie.
Yeah. So, Kristen. You said something about Kristen was beating her kids?
No, I did not. Stop. That is not funny. Stop it.
Okay.
Today is Victoria's birthday.
Today is Victoria's birthday.
So happy birthday, Victoria.
Happy birthday, Victoria. We don't do this often. We're going to dedicate this episode to Victoria.
To Victoria.
To Victoria. Let's do a toast. You got your wine. What kind of wine are you drinking?
It's the cotton candy Duplin wine.
Do you want to smell what I'm drinking? Smell this.
No.
Just smell it.
Is it your frou-frou fancy?
Whoa. Shh. Too loud. Too loud. Too specific.
Anything that's infused.
No, it's not infused. Just smell it.
Is it Kool-Aid? You're drinking Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's red. You didn't cheers me. Mm. You said we were going to cheers. I'll do it again. You just picked up your cup and took a drink. That
I got excited.
Cheers?
It's so good.
You're like, smell my cup, and you took a gulp. That's not a cheers. That's not a toast.
To Victoria.
To Victoria.
One of our oldest, bestest friends.
Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. It's so good. Man, what a wild month June was. So we got through the cabin in the last episode, and now we're moving on to the concerts.
I'm actually wearing my
shirt
today.
You didn't plan that out because you didn't know we were going to record tonight.
Not at all.
I just I walked in here and threw some microphones down, and I was like, guess what? It's happening.
Yeah, I wore my shirt today that I got at the concert.
Yeah, so we went to two concerts 2 weeks in a row, and let's openly say thank you to my mother who kept our kids for, you know, a couple nights, 2 weeks in a row, so we could go to these concerts.
Yeah. We had to, the way it fell, I think we explained, you know, just weird how everything happened and clumped up in June of this year. Yeah,
it was an accident. Happy accident.
But that's it. We had to spread out the babysitting between the grandparents. Like, My mom came here to our house mm-hmm. and stayed for 2 days while we were at the cabin. And then your mom kept our kids 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Overnight each time for one night each. So, like, my mom, it spread it out evenly.
People are like, we don't care. We don't care how you get your babysitting worked out. We don't even really know that we want to hear about your travels. Just go. Oh. But no, it was, wow.
Am I rambling?
A little bit, but I'm it's sorry. Okay. That's what, I mean, we're in a podcast. You're supposed to, you got to ramble a little bit, or, you know, we don't want to do this just like nothing.
No, but you pointed it out to everyone that I obviously have consumed adult beverages.
Yeah. It's okay.
So
you're an adult.
And I'm a talker anyway.
Yeah. You,
I will talk
unbelievable
all day long.
Yeah.
If you let me. So, yeah.
I know like two of you in my life, you and then this dude I work with. We had to do this, I can't give too many details. We had to do a call with like a group of people and we really weren't super prepared, but we had like a couple things and he's like you, like he took these couple things and he stretched it into like a beautiful tapestry of
like
information.
Like he pulled it out of his butt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when it was over, like I let him know, I was like, good job. Well done. Well done. Because we both sounded like geniuses because of what you just did. So well done. And you're good at that too. That's why that episode.
Oh, thank you.
That episode we're doing on Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow. I gave you those topics that the kids gave me, and we got to do the next episode of that. So I gave you those topics. I would just be like, dinosaurs. And you would just start rambling on about dinosaurs. It's pretty incredible what you can do. That's probably why you're like the star of this show.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Is that my sparkling personality?
It's like,
oh, well, man. I'm
people
tired.
That listen to podcasts want to listen to talking, and let's be honest, you're pretty good at it.
I know. I think I don't know when to shut up.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. And sometimes I don't know when to listen. So like, it works out.
Yeah.
We pull it off together. There'll be times
that. What were we supposed to be talking about?
We're talking about the concerts. We're going to
the
concerts.
Oh, yeah.
So the very first concert, wow, what a lineup of bands. First of all, for the first time, we heard the Skins.
Yes.
Which, so they're like a reggae band from England.
Yeah, it honestly, I had never heard them before. So when I found out they were playing, like a normal person, I went to iTunes and looked them up and listened to some of their music. And I was like, you know, this is not.
I wasn't overwhelmed.
It wasn't something that I would have chosen to like jam out to in my car. But I was like, you know, I think it's going to be fun to see live.
Yeah.
And I think the four bands that played together, the whole vibe was just really fun.
Yeah.
And I knew that going into it. So I knew, I was like, even if I don't really love their music, it's going to be fun to watch. And it was
so good.
And I
who
enjoyed
was your favorite
it.
Member?
The girl, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did enjoy watching the bass player, though.
The bass player was so fun to watch.
He, like, just did this move. Just
yeah. He was trying to have sex with
he
that
He was
bass.
Making love to that bass.
Yeah.
And it
and
was
he
that,
didn't care what he looked like or
what
nothing.
What do you call it? Those? It didn't have the pegs. What is that called?
Oh, the guitar didn't have a head. So like the strings attached to like the bass. I've never had one before. The bass.
Yeah, I've seen them before.
Yeah, it was you know, it's a very unique definitely.
He was fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
But the girl, she was so talented. She was so talented. Oh my gosh. And her hair was really pretty.
I laughed so hard at this one. My favorite member, by the way, was the guitar player.
Yeah, you told me that.
He was so preppy and funny and just...
I can't do his accent, but he was like, thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
It's really early. I wouldn't have come out this early.
Yeah.
Because they played first.
I really hope that our listeners can imagine that with an English accent, because what you just did was not...
I told you I couldn't. I didn't even
I can't
try.
Do it either. I can't do it either.
I couldn't try.
But There,
I feel like it would be an insult to him for me to attempt it, so I just didn't.
All the bands had like a big banner back behind where they were playing.
Yeah,
and their name theirs was very simple. It was like
this I love their banner. It was really
of
pretty.
The moon.
Yeah,
and it just had their name written on the moon.
Is that
so? Like I laughed real hard where he was like, "We're the Skits. It's written on the moon."
And yeah,
I just about died. I didn't do a good impression either. We're murdering this in a bad way. But so this is what happened to me with that band. I listened to them before we went, and I really wasn't into it. But then I saw them and how much fun they had with it.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to their music ever since.
That happens. That was really loud. I'm sorry. That happens sometimes. I think when you do see a band live, you have that connection. When you see them and you are engaged and you have a good time. So it's like more than just hearing it like you would, you know, any other time, just riding in your car, whatever. So I think if you do have that connection, you enjoy it, it does help you, I don't know, find the music more favorable.
Yeah.
Think of it more fondly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say.
It was good. It was good. Now, the next band I was pretty excited about. So.
Yeah.
Tiger Army. Wow. I first heard them on this like mixed punk CD that some dude gave me at a Warped Tour in like 2005 or something like
that. I think I had only heard of them because of you.
Yeah. What did you think
of them?
Was that not so much fun to see?
The bass player. He has the, you know, big stand-up bass, and he just plays the crap out of that thing.
Yeah. He would pick it up and throw it around. I was like, dude, that thing's got to weigh like 200 pounds.
And he was like over on the side where we were at, so I could see him really well. And I was like, you other dudes are doing a good job. I'm enjoying the show, but... Oh my gosh, I found him so fascinating.
He knows everybody in that band knows that everybody's having fun watching that bass player. And did you like the way they were dressed?
I did.
So they were dressed like the bass player and the drummer are all like old school. Like you would see like a doo-wop band, you know, real nice button-up shirt tucked into their pants. Let me tell you what, that dude was covered in sweat by the time this was over. Just all that running around with that bass. And they were, I mean, like he was hitting that thing like, go. It was unbelievable to watch. So much fun.
Yeah.
So much
fun. I've never witnessed somebody play that instrument in that manner before.
Yeah.
And it was really fascinating to watch. And they were good. They were good.
I was let down. I was disappointed with them because my favorite song was Power of the Moonlight.
Well, I knew that song the most because of you.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's like my go-to.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping they would play it just because I had heard that song more than any of their other ones, personally.
The Power of Moonlight.
And yeah, it, like when they got done, I was like, dang, they didn't play that one song that I knew so well.
That was the first time during the concert that I yelled something at them because they were like unplugging. And I was like, no, Power of the Moonlight. And like,
don't leave.
The bass player looked in my direction and then I think quickly looked away because he was like, we're not gonna play this song. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm sure they had like time limits and constraints and stuff because this isn't like a go to a bar, see some bands play. Like, this was a big put together orchestrated thing. Like, it was in a, you know, it was in a stadium almost.
It was not in a stadium.
What was that it? Like a,
small. It was like a, it was like an amphitheater.
Yeah, an amphitheater. It's a big thing.
It is an amphitheater. I think that's the name of it.
Yeah, it's an amphitheater. So, I mean, like, it was a big deal. And then the third band.
Oh, it makes my heart flutter.
Yeah. I have never seen you behave this way before. In the whole time we've known each other, you stated that MXPX was your favorite band. And we seen them twice when we were much younger before we knew them. And you didn't act the way you did
really?
At this concert.
You think so?
It
Are
was,
you sure?
It was almost embarrassing. Like it was on the verge.
I'm gonna tell you what.
It was on the verge of me going, I don't know her.
I didn't care. I didn't care what not one single person there thought of me except for them.
The Interrupters?
I was like, I love them so much, and I just want to tell them how much I love them.
So they started playing. First of all, man, that might be one of the tightest bands I've ever seen live.
I really think it's because like
the level,
the three of them are brothers.
Yeah, it's
they grew up playing music together.
You're right. I do that with my brother. Like we don't get to play very often together, but when we do, because we grew up playing together, it just fits. Like you can hear it. Yeah. It's real easy to fall in line and like make that happen.
Two of them are twins.
Yeah.
So they got that twin vibe thing going on.
They do. Wow. They were extremely talented. I mean, the talent in that band is unbelievable. But they start playing, and I can see you. I'm no longer near you in your mind. In your mind, it's you and them. You don't give a shit about anybody around you.
That poor young man that was to my right.
Yeah.
He probably hated me by the time it was over. He left.
They start playing. I'll tell you why he left. They're playing, and we're to the left of the stage, but we're in the front row. We're up against the guardrails. Like,
I was gonna be. There was no question about it.
They're playing, and it's fantastic. I can see your excitement level is through the roof. And then the singer Amy comes to our side of the stage for the very first time, and at which point a noise came out of your head hole that was terrifying. And I believe you screamed the words, "Amy, I love you."
No.
What did you say?
That was at the end when they weren't playing anymore and it was quiet.
What did you scream the very first time?
I think I just screamed. I think I might have been like, "Amy!"
You screamed her name. And I think you said, "Amy, I love you." Like it was loud. Like you could hear it over the music. And it
shocked. Heard me.
Oh, she heard you. 100% She heard you. She heard you for sure.
I just wanted to let her know.
And then there was somebody behind us that apparently knew us and sent me a message. Was like, "Oh, that's y'all?"
No, I
did get a message from somebody. Remember, it was Amanda, I think. It was somebody we went to school with like years ago. Anyways, but yeah, it was wonderful to see how excited you were. Like, I haven't seen you like that. I've never seen you that excited before.
I was definitely happy.
It was
very happy,
believable. But that band was tight, and I can say this without a doubt. You're not allowed to be in the Interrupters if you're fat, because nobody in that band stopped moving the whole time. That was one of the things that I was thinking about when they were playing. I was just looking at them going, I couldn't be in this band. The one guy, Justin, the bass player, at one point he ran over to our side of the stage and then just ran in place while he was playing. He was just running. And I'm like, did you do cocaine before you came out here? Like, what is going on right now? And they were jumping all over the place and moving. They did not stop. So, who was your favorite member of that band?
My favorite member?
Like, who was your favorite person to watch in the Interrupters?
I feel like that's not fair because I love them all so much.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, the first band you said it was the singer, the girl. The second band was the bass player. So we got to keep going.
But if I had to choose a favorite, it would definitely be Amy.
The singer. She killed it. And when she sang, what was the mirror song? When there was that one point with the break and she had to sing that super high.
Oh, she nailed it though. She
killed it.
She nailed it.
Who do you think was my favorite? I bet you're going to get it wrong.
I'm going to go with Kevin, the guitar player.
Okay. No.
No?
No.
Who was your favorite?
My favorite, without a doubt, 100%, was the sound guy. He was my favorite.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. So, this sound guy was, he had to have been 45 years old. He's an older dude, and he had this big, beautiful, just curly set of hair. It was just all over the place. Like, it looked almost like Weird Al Yankovic's hair. Like, it was just, it was big. And my favorite part was that he was into it. I saw him over in the tent while they were mm-hmm. playing, because he was like mixing sound and, like, you know, yeah. he was in charge of the echoes and just everything that was different. And it was real professional looking, you know. But then at one point they're playing and I look over at him and he's headbanging. Like, he legitimately loves his job. And when
that's amazing.
When I see concerts, when I go to concerts, when I watch bands play, that's one of the things I look for. I look for the genuine love
yeah.
of what you're doing, because a lot of times it can turn into like, hey, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. It was hot too.
Yeah.
Hot.
Very hot.
Hot.
But then the headlining North
Carolina,
band,
humid,
oh, yeah.
outside,
yeah.
hot.
Really hot. So the headlining band, Flogging Molly.
Yeah.
So
I
much
had the
fun
same mentality.
Watch.
I was like, okay.
No, I like Flogging Molly.
I wouldn't have bought the tickets to see them. You know?
I don't know that I would have either.
I bought the tickets to see the Interrupters.
And I bought the tickets for your birthday.
But I was like.
For the Interrupters.
I'm excited that they're going to be there. And I think it's going to be really fun. And oh my gosh, it was.
It was really fun.
It was. The lead singer is 60.
Yeah, he's a grandpa.
And holy moly, he didn't stop moving the whole time either.
I don't know that I could have hung with him either.
This man legit did. I mean, he pulled up his britches and did an Irish jig all over yeah. that stage. And it was just a joy to see.
He was
see.
Popping cans of Guinness and drinking and then throwing like unopened cans out to the crowd. He was having a good time.
Yes.
He was doing the genuine happy thing
yes.
that I was just
they
talking
all
about.
Were. They all were. Their bass player was right in front of us.
He was having a good time.
Oh, man. I enjoyed watching his face. His face was so expressive. Yeah. And I enjoyed watching him. Yeah. Like, it was really awesome. But one of the things that was super fascinating was the lead singer's wife mm-hmm. played several different instruments for them. And oh, that was really
like cool. Flute, weird stick.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that was called.
Like a fife or something. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure. She played fiddle.
Yeah. It was the same kind of instrument that you would see on a cartoon when like a mystical creature would come out of the woods playing it, dancing yeah. around fire. Like it was some, yeah, I don't even know what it was.
Very talented. Very talented. And it was. There were so,
I didn't know who she
so
was at
fun
first.
To watch.
And when he said it was his wife, I was like, oh, yeah, I love it.
I know,
love
it. So cute.
Love it. It was happiness.
It was. Yeah. Everybody was so happy, and it was so nice. Like, I didn't realize how much I missed stuff like that throughout the pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, oh, yeah, this is going to be nice, and it sucks that we haven't had it. And then you get there, and you're in it, and you're like,
it was like,
man. This is part of the reason why people have been so grumpy and angry, because we've been missing just this pure joy, this experience of, hey, for just this short moment in time, all of us gathered together here are just full of happiness and joy, and we're all vibing to the same songs and chilling, and it's just amazing. And I was like, dang.
Man, it was dark.
I didn't realize how bad we all needed this.
How many people do you think were there?
Oh,
a couple thousand, maybe, right?
No.
No, 1,000 at least.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a lot of people.
That place was pretty small.
It was real dark. And when all of these people, at least 1,000, were out there singing the ole, 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 ole. Like, that mess was hilarious. It was so much fun. It was so much.
Oh, the Interrupters, fun. Their last song, they popped off confetti.
They did.
And I just remember, because the guy that pop the confetti popper thing. Yeah. There was two of them, and one of them was standing right in front of us. I didn't realize what was happening until it happened. And so, like, I remember just looking up like this, and confetti was raining down on me, and I was like, this is so great.
As soon as the confetti popped off and I just saw the excitement on you again, I was like, well, I got to save some of this.
I mean, that was like a beautiful moment in life that I don't know that I'll ever forget. Just that small moment of, and I remember the sound that the confetti made, mm-hmm. you know, because it's like all these little bits of paper and it sounds kind of like rain, like shh. I remember the sound and just, it was
amazing. There were three pieces that landed in your hair. And I grabbed them out of your hair immediately and put them in my pocket. I was like, we got to save these.
That's so sweet.
So I took them and I put them in a frame with our bands, like from being at the concert and stuff like that.
I know. That's something that I realized. You don't have physical tickets anymore to concerts. I remember I have
a screenshot.
I remember getting concert tickets signed, you know, autographed. Yeah. And you don't have that now, like, cause you're like, here's my ticket on my phone. And that's something, I know it's more convenient, but I'm like, man, that's something I've seen change in my lifetime.
Yeah. We have MXPX tickets up there somewhere.
Oh yeah. I definitely have MXPX tickets.
And I've got Weird Al Yankovic tickets.
I did never throw away a concert ticket. I just don't know where they're all at.
And a lot of times,
and movie stub tickets, I don't throw those away either. So. I should like actually do something with them.
Or not. Either way. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah. But yeah, that's one of those things that kind of like with the digital transformation that society's going through. I'm like, you don't get the good old fashioned concert ticket to take back home with you. Our kids wanted to go. And it got me thinking like about, okay, well, what age is appropriate? And I think obviously who you're going to see plays a huge part. And they're not old enough yet, in our opinion. And while the Interrupters were playing, there was one song, like there was a circle pit going. So I took a video and I made sure to get the circle pit, and I showed the kids, because we were telling them, we're like, look, if we had seats, it would be one thing, but we were in the pit, and I was like, you guys can't hang. First of all, it's not safe. And then, you know, you have to stand there for hours. And I was going to be up front. I was not moving. I was like, I'm going to get my spot up front, and I'm going to be here the whole time. So, no kids. Yeah, stay home. So, yeah, I showed them. I was like, see, this is why you couldn't go. And the kids were like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
To them, it was like crazy.
Oh, my God. We forgot something. So it was, who was playing? I think it was in between the Interrupters and Flogging Molly. Yeah, it was definitely in between, because during, you know, the setup, I would turn around and we'd talk and just, you know, look at people and whatnot. And I turned around and there was this, I'm going to say girl, because she was young. She was probably 23.
The one that.
Yeah.
Oh, and I got mad at her.
So I turned around and I remember this because, you know, it happened. She had this very low cut shirt and her nipple was hanging out. And she was like swaying just a little bit. I was like, oh, this girl is not sober. So fast forward to when, I guess, Flogging Molly was getting ready to start.
She came up and...
She came up after this happened.
There was not room for her.
Yeah.
There was me and this older lady.
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh, she was adorable.
Oh, this old, oh, the, oh yeah, yeah. She
but
was like,
but we were kind of shoulder to shoulder. No, she wasn't that old.
How old do you think that old
she
lady
was? She
was
probably in her 60s, though.
She been listening to Flogging Molly he was 30.
Well, she seemed about our parents' age. Yeah. And her son, who was there with her, looked about our age.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I assumed she was probably in about her 60s, give or take. But she was adorable. And her and I were kind of shoulder to shoulder. There really wasn't room for this girl. But she came and wedged her arm in there. And stupid. I was like, man, no, not one of these.
Don't do this.
And so I kind of had my back to her. So I wasn't really paying her a lot of attention. But I was like, I'm not moving.
And I saw her wedge in. And I'm like, oh, that's nipple girl.
And I hadn't seen that because she was kind of like behind me. So I didn't know. All I knew was this chick was trying to come and get in my spot. I had been there the whole time. I was like, I'm not moving. And like she blew smoke out of her mouth. At one point, I looked over just as she blew smoke out of her mouth. And it had a certain
aroma.
Herbally aroma, I'll say. Very strong. No mistaking it. So I was like, oh, hello. Oh,
so you're going to wedge up here and you're doing drugs?
And she's like playing on her phone. Yeah. And, you know, me and you are talking. We're waiting for the show to start. Well, next thing I know, I heard something hit the ground. Like she dropped her phone. We were at the like the railing. So yeah. I looked over the railing and her phone had fallen down. So I was like, what? And I turned back to see why she dropped her phone. Just to, in time to see her fall on the ground.
Oh, yeah. She went straight back, ate
it. She passed out. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And you and several other people who knew CPR.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do. I jumped in immediately. So, oh my gosh.
Well, I've never had to perform CPR. Mm-hmm. And I learned CPR, like infant CPR, when Reagan and Riley were born. But I was like, I'm not confident enough in my abilities, and there's other people here. So I was like, I'm gonna get the security. And so I was like, I'm a loudmouth, and I'm like, hey, and I was trying to get the security's attention while you and these other people were attending to her, to get the paramedics to come get her.
Yeah, man. So she was okay.
Yeah, luckily she came to.
I think she just, she probably just got dehydrated, hot. I mean, she was, you know, she was doing drugs. She was drinking. She was just having a good time. And it just, probably just took it too far. She took it too far. You know what else we forgot? What happened to us on the way to this concert? So we're driving down.
Yeah, I did forget about that.
Driving down the interstate when this happened. So there's cars everywhere on both sides of us. And I'm driving my car, little Toyota Corolla. And the car in front of me, which is about at least three car lengths ahead of me, because I keep distance between me and the car in front of us. And I saw it.
And it was a Jeep or something?
Yeah. Ran over a big chunk of rubber where like a tractor trailer's tire had done that thing where it explodes and like sends pieces everywhere. And this big stupid piece of rubber just flies through the air and it's coming right for our windshield. You didn't see it. I'm like trying not to tense up because I'm like, this is going to be bad.
Yeah, I was like looking down at something like in the cup holder. I was turned like towards you for some reason.
Yeah. And I'm like gritting my teeth. I'm like, oh! And
I turned just in time to see something fly at the car and hit the car. And I thought it was a bird. I thought it was a big black bird, but it hit really hard, and you were like, man.
Right before it hit the windshield, I guess like the flat, it caught some kind of weird aerodynamic variance in the world and turned and hit my mirror, which is, you know, to be honest,
the side view.
Probably the best thing that could have happened. Probably.
I know, it's crazy. You were so mad when we got there and got parked. We're checking it out, and I thought it was gonna be so much worse, but it knocked off the cover to the back of the side view mirror, which is like plastic or something, and I think they just pop off and on, if I'm not mistaken.
I still haven't ordered a new one.
But miraculously enough, it did not hit our windshield.
Nope.
And it hit the car really hard. Like, punk it rock! Smacked it so hard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if it could have broken the windshield, but it definitely hit the car hard. It could have torn up your paint.
Yeah.
If it had hit like the hood or the side.
Very lucky.
It's like a best case scenario other than just not having it hit your car at all.
Yep.
So it's amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Like, it was, I could not believe that it wasn't worse. It didn't even break the mirror either.
No.
And it's, or the motor parts, like, that move the mirror. None of that. It just hit that cover and knocked it off.
Yeah. So there you go. What
The show experience. Better be good.
Yeah.
Be a darn good show.
Did I say that?
Oh, yeah. The whole way there, you were grumbling it. We were waiting in line. Oh, it's better be a good show. It's better be a good show.
The mirror,
I was like, man, these bands are going to get an email. If he doesn't have a good time, he's going to be like, let me tell you, I lost part of my car on the way to your show.
Yeah. I was upset. It's
totally worth it. Totally worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it.
100%.
Cost us an extra $40 after I have to buy this god dang freaking plastic cover thing to go back on my car. And I'm going to have to pick some out that are different and replace them both so they match. I'm just going to put some duct tape on it and call it a day.
And you can get like aftermarket ones that are
carbon fiber.
Carbon fiber, or something. Black something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something because, like, if you try to you get it from Toyota, it's going to cost about $1,800.
Corollas are so popular.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good concert.
If you were a real jerk, you could probably just walk through any given parking lot and take one off somebody else's.
Yeah, that doesn't make me a jerk. That makes me a criminal. That's not the same thing.
I'm not condoning that. And if I would never do it. If I cut somebody off in traffic, I'm a
jerk.
It was a joke.
What you're talking about is something that can send you to jail.
I know. It was a joke. Okay. I did not mean it. Okay. I promise.
We don't condone thievery on the Bob and Katie show.
No. And I constantly, just walking through a parking lot with the kids tears my nerves up. And I'm like, don't touch people's car. Don't touch other people's car. Because you know kids,
your way out of this
they'll
hole.
Just, you know how kids are, they'll just stick their fingers out and just drag them along a stranger's car. I've seen my kids walk up and try somebody's door handle. And I was like, what are you doing? That is a crime. Oh my God.
They probably got the idea from you.
No, they didn't.
Thieving behind.
No. Oh my God.
Patreon.com/The Bob and Katie Show. Go to patreon.com/The Bob and Katie Show to just help support for all the your show.
Fun.
Yeah. Go ahead. Take it. Take away. You sell it.
I'm not good at that stuff.
Oh my God. It's crashing and burning hard.
Go on, there and give us a dollar. And there's fun stuff there. And, you won't regret it.
Five people just
left.
And
you should just really do this awesome thing.
Here's the deal. We're going to be honest with
I'm
you.
I'm the worst salesperson.
Gas ever. Is expensive. And the patreon.com/Bob and Katie Show is not. So go hook it up so that we can pay for our gas. That's the truth. That's what's happening.
We recently were telling our kids about penny candy, about going as kids and going to the store and getting penny candy. Yeah. And they said, what is penny candy? We're like,
it's when life was good.
It's candy that cost a penny. And they were like, can we buy penny candy? And
no,
we're like,
no,
nope.
You cannot. You'll never experience that in your life.
Like, I don't.
Penny candy costs 79 cents now.
We live in a day and age, y'all. The Dollar Tree. Oh my God.
Don't even have dollars.
And it's not even all a dollar anymore.
Walmart has more things that cost a dollar than the Dollar Tree does.
I used to work at the Dollar Tree a long, long, long time ago.
Decades ago.
It was decades ago.
Oh my God, you're old.
Yeah, I think I was like 18 or
so. Happy birthday.
So, no, it's not my birthday.
It was your birthday not too long ago.
It was my birthday a month ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I used to work there, and it was always a joke, because, like, we would always have people come up and ask us, how much does this cost? And back then, everything was a dollar or less, and it was in huge letters that went across the top of the store.
Everything's $1.
It was always so funny.
Now it's confusing.
And now I'm like, oh my gosh, that's not true anymore. They have all kinds of dollar stuff.
I went to
$5 stuff, $10 stuff. Oh my gosh.
I went in there the other day when you guys were with me. We were just out having family time with the kid. We went to the park doing weird stuff like that. And it was starting to get like
weird.
No, I mean like not weird, but you know,
we have three young children.
I don't like going outside. It's not weird. It's weird to me. I don't like going outside. So I had this
idea.
Oh
my God, Reese walked in the back door tonight.
Yeah.
This is so your child. This child is so chock full of your DNA.
Here we go.
This child walks in the back door after playing for like half an hour in the backyard, slams the door, and just goes, I hate outside. Takes his shoes off, stomps away, and says, I'm never going outside again.
Yeah, he's honest.
it's hot out there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So dramatic. He was like, I hate all outside. Hey, all of it. He was not discriminating. He hated it all. If it was out, he didn't want no part of it. He's like, I hate outside. I was like, Reese, those are some strong words, man.
Yeah, I heard it. I was like, all right, you know, he's just being honest. Kids are honest.
Yeah.
You can't chalk it up to anything.
It's like, I'm never going outside again.
It's hot out there. The sun is brutal. We have this nice, comfortable, air-conditioned house. Why would I go out there and sweat to death? It doesn't make any sense. I'm with him. I'm with him. I'm on board with his thoughts. He's just much nicer about it than I am. He might not be nicer about it than I am, because I'm pretty vocal about it, too.
He wasn't too nice about it tonight. He slammed the door and stomped away. I hate outside. I'm never going outside again.
So, yeah, I went to the Dollar Tree because we had the thought that, hey, why don't we just grab like a pizza or something and just let the kids eat it in the car or, you know, at the park or whatever. That way we wouldn't have to go home and cook and wash dishes and whatnot. I'll get a roll of paper towels from there for like $1, $1.25. Well, I walked in and I saw a 6-pack of paper towels and I'm like, holy crap.
Wow, at the Dollar Tree.
For $1.25, this is insane. And I walked up to it and I grabbed it and then I saw the big sticker on it said $5. And I'm like, I don't like it here anymore. This makes is confusing.
Unsettled.
My soul has been disturbed.
I know. It's sad. Yeah. It makes me sad.
I wish the best of luck for them, but I feel like this is going to hurt them more than it'll help them, right? But I mean, I understand they might not have had much choice. I mean, we're in a pretty desperate economic time in the world, which we're not going to get into.
Inflation would be crazy.
Yeah. So, patreon.com/inflation. slash inflation. Oh man, used to could pledge whatever you wanted to, $1, $5, but we're gonna say it's $1.25 now. You get access
blame it on the Dollar Tree.
Blame it on the Dollar Tree. It's
we're following their business model here.
Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatie Show. Please like and subscribe, whatever application that your little heart desires for you to download on your little mobile device and listen to the Bob and Katie Show. Please hit that thumbs up, heart, star, whatever the symbol is on the thing that you're listening to this on. Please tap on it, as long as it's not the negative symbol. Here's the deal. If you don't like it, just turn it off. Don't be hitting no negative symbols and sending weird vibes our way. We don't need that in our life. So, yeah, like and subscribe. And we're also cool with reviews. If you want to give us a review to let other people know that this is okay, we accept that. We encourage it. So be like Resident Daryl, who says, really fun show with a fantastic dynamic between the host.
Well, thanks, Daryl.
Thanks, Resident Daryl. And then D Money X says, wow, a friend showed this to me. It's pretty funny. Hey, you know what?
I'll take it, man. I'll take it.
And then
that gives me the warm fuzzies on the inside.
Norma 333-2003. I'm a little uncomfortable with that name. I don't know if this is a robot or not. Says, just listened. It's good. Sweet. We love it. So go leave a review. And hey, maybe we'll read your review here on The Bob and Katie Show.
Please be nice.
Yeah. I'm not reading no mean shit. Y'all be nice. The last concert, which, wow. Wow. We went to.
Are we getting into that now?
Are we gonna have a part three?
How long is this? I feel like we've been talking a really long time.
Well, some of that may or may not have been recorded. So,
how long have we been actually recording?
About 45 minutes. I think we're gonna have to have a part three.
Yeah, I think
so. It's pretty gnarly. We got to go to bed soon. So, I don't know. How do we end this? What's the proper way of ending an episode that doesn't really end? What do you do?
Stay tuned until next week, folks.
That's like the old radio style.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who knows? The Shadow knows. That was Oh my God. Did you ever listen to any of those old radio shows of The Shadow?
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I didn't.
I probably shouldn't get into it now. But yeah, it's really good. So yeah, I guess there's going to be a part three. where we talk about probably the biggest, most elaborate, expensive, insane concert we've ever been to in our entire lives.
Yeah, it was definitely a contrast. The venue, oh my goodness.
So much bigger.
Like,
so many more people.
One week we went to an amphitheater, which was pretty small. And then we went to the Carolina Panther Stadium for the other one. Yeah. So
join us
venue.
Next week for the amazing conclusion. The
continuation.
Of cabins and concerts. Find your laugh.
Find your happy.